19, distinguish between versus within groups designs and tell how random assignment is applied to each. Tell the acceptable procedures for participant assignment. Why are these all unacceptable? All right, in a between groups design, different people are in different IV conditions. In a within groups design, everybody is in all IV conditions. Random assignment in a between groups design is randomly assigning which one condition a person will be in. Random assignment in a within groups design is randomly determining the order in which a participant will complete the conditions. Now, the acceptable procedure is random assignment of individuals by the researcher without constraint before manipulation of the IV. And I really would love to see all of that in the answer. Random assignment of individuals by the researcher without constraint before manipulation of the IV. Because as you can see, the term random assignment is a little light in specification. Now, the unacceptable procedures are all procedures that don't produce an IV. Random assignment is our only hope at an IV where that variable is independent of everything else. Only by randomly assigning people to conditions and then manipulating can we produce a true IV. So all the unacceptable procedures are unacceptable because they don't guarantee an IV. In each one of them, there's a reason that people are in the condition. Random assignment of groups. Part of the reason you're in the condition you're in is the group you were in. Self-assignment. You got to pick. There's a reason why you're in the condition you are. Random assignment with constraints, with arbitrary constraints. Many people are randomly assigned, but some aren't. So it's not a complete IV. Random assignment with administrative constraints. Same thing. Many people are randomly assigned, but they're not all. So it's not truly an IV. And natural assignment obviously isn't going to be any good because there's a whole host of reasons that you're in the condition you are.